Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome. Today, if you can open your Bibles to Romans chapter 16, we're going to be looking at the first 16 verses there. And I titled this, Paul Greeting the Saints. And we saw last week that Paul had let the church in Rome know his itinerary, and that he had one more stop to make before he was on his way to Rome. And that stop was in Jerusalem to drop off a gift from the Gentile churches in order to support the poor Jewish believers. And Paul was so looking forward to getting to Rome. He said in chapter 15, verse 29, "But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ." And he also knew that he might have some problems in Jerusalem. So he went on to say, "Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." Now, Paul didn't know it at the time. He knew he was going to run into problems, probably, but he didn't know it was going to take a couple years for him actually to get to Rome and all the things that he would go through to get there. So now Paul, though, is going to list and greet all those whom he knew in Rome and was expecting to see soon. In fact, these first verses, he will use the word greet some 18 times. Kind of like the who's who in the Christian church in the beginning. And I kind of think of that because I went to college in the Navy back in 1889 or 90, and I was the only one in the general engineering program. Okay, this was a technical college, it was just one of those things that worked out that way. I didn't take the electrical, I didn't take the mechanical, I took the general engineering one. And I was the only one in that program. So it came down to it that they came and said, "You know, you're going to be in Who's Who." "Well, what's that?" "Well, it's a book, and it'll list your name and your accomplishment here. You're in this program." I said, "Wow, how did I get that?" "Well, the leading score, the highest grade GPA in that program gets to be in Who's Who." So by default, I got my name in there. But they did get me for the book. I had to go buy the book. That cost me some money. And I thought, you know, that's really awesome. I'm in Who's Who. And I'm wondering, did anybody see the 1991 version of Who's Who and see my name in it? No, probably not. There's about 600,000 names in there. And all it really said is Ron Campbell, general engineering program, this college, GPA 3.5, whatever it was. But here, we're going to see the names of the people who started and helped Paul, and they built the church. The hard workers who put in the time, shared Christ with the people, had a boldness about them, and their names are written in a book that everybody who believes and comes to know Christ reads. And I kind of wondered, you know, a list of names, and be honest with you, we don't really know all of these people, what they did, but Paul knew them. These are people that walked with Paul, were saved, or come to know Christ from Paul. These are people who knew Christ before Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus. So though Paul has not yet been to Rome, he clearly knows quite a few believers there. And he now greets these people so, quite possibly, that maybe each of them can represent him to the larger church in Rome. So let's read through these verses, starting in verse 1. "I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed she has been a helper of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in the house, in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus and Aeneia, my countrymen and fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stehas, my beloved. Greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my countrymen. Greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritius, Phlegon, Hermas, Petrobus, and Hermes, and the brethren who are with them. Greet Philologus and Euluia, and Nerus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the weather. It's cooling down a little bit, and it's been nice. A respite from the heat, Father. We thank you for that. And we thank you for the time that we now have together, and not only in fellowship, Father, but to go through your word, to learn a little bit more about your church, about you, Father. We thank you for everything that you do in our lives. We do ask you to open our hearts, Father. And Father, help us to glean what you want us to glean out of this, and then to apply what we learn in our lives. Thank you, Father, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. So I commend to you, Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed, she has been a helper of many and of myself also. And he begins with Phoebe here. She is the person who possibly, more than likely, will deliver Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome. She may have an escort, she may not. So traveling from where Paul was staying in Corinth, in Cenchrea was a seaport